tragic in one way and extremely challenging, as we all know. One of the most dangerous places to be, especially if you're a child. It's one of the biggest humanitarian crises since World War II. We're talking about some 4.9 million in need of humanitarian assistance in what are called the hard-to-reach areas. The overall figure, of course, for everyone in need in this country is 12.1 million, which is probably progressing to almost 50% of the entire population. It's a very dire situation.
How will the recent WFP cuts affect UNICEF's mission in Syria?
My understanding is that it's not going to have any major or further impact on children inside Syria, for the simple reason that this is about food vouchers. Programs within the country are not going to be affected. Still have about $80 million less for our programs in water, sanitation, hygiene on the one side, and education. It's sad that this biggest emergency in the world is kind of falling a bit off the map as it competes with so many other things. But I think the needs here are gigantic and dire. If we cut back on funds this year, this will obviously increase the population in need for next year, and we'll have an even bigger challenge ahead of us.
How are children's educations affected by the conflict? Like, are children going to school? Is it a huge struggle to get children into schoolrooms?
It's a country where just, you know, crossing the road to get to a school can be deadly for a child. There have been schools that have been attacked in the past, but there is tremendous enthusiasm in this country for education. The parents deserve to be complimented for continuing to invest in these social development inputs for their kids. But one in five schools is, you know, either damaged, destroyed, or just taken over for sheltering the IDPs. It's not easy, but I see a tremendous enthusiasm. Even in these times of great conflict, I see a tremendous interest too for education.
Can you explain what the No Lost Generation initiative is?
The No Lost Generation Initiative is a very forward-looking initiative that combines elements that are probably absolutely inescapable and essential to secure the next generation. We're talking about protection, we're talking about education, and we're talking also about focus on adolescents.